Delilah.
Hi there. Welcome to Love Someone with Delilah. That's the title of my podcast is going to tie in so perfectly with what we're going to talk about today and who we're going to talk with today. Today, we are going to have the pleasure of talking with an amazingly multi-talented, beautiful, strong woman. Some of you may know her name. Some of you may recognize her work. And if you're some of the ones that don't, I promise you will be looking her up after you listen to this. She's the daughter of a celebrity songstress, heard often on my radio show. But she is so much more than just a famous singer's daughter. You're probably familiar with her starring role as Dr. Rainbow Bo Johnson on the ABC comedy Black-ish, now in its sixth season. Before that, she hosted Lifetime's The Dish and played Joan Clayton in the UPN CW comedy Girlfriends. And that's only a couple of the items on her very, very impressive, very long resume. Today, we have Tracy Ellis Ross with us to talk about her new movie out, The High Note, and more specifically, her single. Remember I said it's going to tie in perfectly with the title of this podcast, Love Someone? The single is called Love Myself, and that is the lead off the soundtrack, the lead song off the soundtrack. Welcome to Love Someone with Delilah, Tracy Ellis Ross. Do you know how excited I am when Janie told me that I got to talk to you? Thank you. Thank you for agreeing to be with us.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited. The name of your show is just so perfect.
Isn't it? Given the name of the single that we're going to be talking about. You know, that's like...
It is so perfect.
Kismet there. So before we get started and start talking about the movie, do you ever have this weird thing happen where you're like looking for sandals or a pedicure, stay-at-home pedicure kit, and all of a sudden ads start popping up on your cell phone? Does that happen to you?
Yeah, because that's an actual thing, Delilah. There is a service that corporations can pay for where they can hear, and there's like different tiers. I can't remember what it's called, but there's different tiers. Like if you, for example, are a breakfast cereal, you can pay to just put an ad in if somebody talks about food. Or you could be even more specific if someone talks about breakfast, or even more specific if someone mentions cereal, then your ad will go into their feed.
But I'm not Googling breakfast cereal. Are they listening?
No, they can hear you.
Okay. How do they know that I love sappy love songs and sappy movies? Because I'm not kidding you, your movie, it comes up in every feed I'm on, and I'm already like, I can't wait to see it. I'm dying to see it. But every 5 minutes, I'm seeing new clips from your movie. Is it reading my mind?
It's because the name of your show is Love, and the world and the energy and the frequency of the world is connected to your heart specifically, Delilah, and they know that you're going to love the movie. So they just keep inundating you with it because they don't want you to forget.
Oh, it's crazy because I started seeing ads for your movie that we're going to talk about, The High Note, probably, a month ago. And I was saying, dang, we're in quarantine. How am I going to see this? Dang it. And then all of a sudden it's like, it's going to be on pay-per-view. You can watch it. I'm like, how did you know I was thinking that? It's crazy.
I don't know. Somebody's in your head.
Somebody's in my head. Somebody is in my head. It is weird. Now, let's talk about this movie that I'm seeing all the ads for. Did they just, like, take out the best clips to put in the ad? You star in it with Dakota Johnson, who looks like she plays the part beautifully. What is this movie about, and what about the story resonated in your heart?
I cannot tell you the patience that I had to have. And then when this pandemic hit, I'm like, what's going to happen? So I'm so thrilled that people are finally going to be able to see it. I'm so proud of what we did. And when I went to see it, when I went to see the screening, I was like, this is a feel-good movie.
Oh, man.
Like, when was the last time I went to the movie theater or, like, saw a movie that was just, like, made your heart feel all warm and fuzzy? And that's this movie.
See, I'm watching the little clips that have been released, and it looks like a feel-good movie, but it also looks like such an empowering movie. Like, I'm sitting there cheering you on and cheering on your character, and there's one line that's in the clip that keeps coming up in my feed when you say, only five women over 50 had a number one hit, and only one of them was Black, and I'm like, preach it, sister!
Yeah, it's so crazy. That, first of all, I love that you say that it's like an empowering movie. That was really one of the things that drew me to the role, is the idea, the story of this woman who was at a place in her life where she didn't want to keep playing it safe and didn't want to keep being who she thinks the world wants her to be, but instead be who she is and let her think her dream out, you know, the kind of voice that she wants to have.
The trailers look wonderful, and I was so empowered when I heard you saying that, because a couple of years ago I was inducted, and I'm not trying to make this all about me because it's not, but I was inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame.
I'm okay with that.
Okay. I was inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame, and I found out I was the first woman inducted in the Radio Hall of Fame since Kate Smith for singing the national anthem.
Me.
No. And I'm like, wait a minute. I've been on the air for, you know, a very long time, and I hear a lot of other women on the air, really good, talented women on the air. Why am I the first one inducted in 27 years or 37 years or whatever the crazy number was? And, you know, the old adage, a woman has to work twice as hard to get half the recognition as her male counterpart. Fortunately for us, that's easy.
We're used to working twice as hard and being twice as efficient while multitasking.
We need to pause here, Tracy, for a brief moment so that we can share a message that helps to make this podcast possible. Hold on. When we come back, we'll talk about what it means to change the world one heart at a time. I told you I'm sheltering in place with five of my kids. My husband and I are the only two that are Caucasian. Everybody else in our household is a person of color. My in-laws are Costa Rican. We just adopted a young woman who is Hispanic. And then my other children are all African and African-American. And because you're such a strong role model and such a beautiful woman, and my four teenage girls need that kind of positivity.
Mm. You know, I think your household sounds like our world. You know, we all there's such an inclusivity in how we love each other and the reality of that human connection. And a moment like this in a pandemic, we get to see a glaring light on the inequity that exists in our world. And I do think that stories like this that allow us to see different representations of what it is to be a woman and to be a Black woman, and those different kinds of journeys told through the face and beingness of different kinds of people is so important. You know, I know that inclusivity and diversity have become such buzzwords, but they are there because of the need and the desire for all of us to see ourselves mirrored back to ourselves in a way that we see possibility, we understand ourselves a little better, and we understand each other a little bit better, both in our uniqueness that each of us have, that our cultures and our identities and you know, the legacies that we all come from, and how beautiful they are and how they actually add something to our world and make our world a more interesting and wonderful place, but also how we are the same. You know, both things are true and one doesn't discount the other. You know, I always say it's not, like, to me, it's not about a colorblind world, but a colorful world. That's where all of the humanity and the robustness of life comes in, as we get to really see all of what our world has to offer and different cultures and traditions and all of that. That makes our world a better place. So, yeah, I do. I think it's wonderful that you have a family that looks like our world, and that you guys will get to show up and see a movie. And I love that. How old are your teenagers?
Well, baby D, my youngest, is 11, going on 15. And then I have a 15-year-old, 16-year-old, and 21-year-old all with me right now.
Oh, amazing. Well, I don't know what kind of hair they have. Do they have curly, coily hair?
Oh, we have every kind of hair in the world, girlfriend.
I have a line of hair products for curly, coily, and tight textures called Pattern Beauty that they should look up.
The farm we're at is 10 miles out in the sticks, but there's a little town like 20 miles away in southern Oregon. And I was driving through the town the other day because I just dropped my mother-in-law off at the hospital to have a procedure done. And she's Hispanic. And although she's been here a long time, she doesn't speak English well. And they wouldn't let me go in to translate for her. And they don't have a translator there. So what they said is, we will call you on her cell phone and then we will talk with you, you know, so you'll be able to tell us everything. Okay. So we do that. It takes about an hour. And then they said it's going to be about 2 hours. So I took my father-in-law and we're driving down a side street and I see a backyard that looks like a little paradise. It's like this fabulous little garden of beauty and wonderment. And I am passionate about gardening. And I'm trying to encourage everybody to plant a garden because it's good for your soul. And I had to pull over. My father-in-law is like, you know, asked me in Spanish, what are you doing? And I said, I have to pull over. I have to see this beauty. And if they're there, I have to tell them how much I love it. So I pull over and there's two men in the backyard working in this beautiful little Shangri-La. It was like a Shangri-La. And I just said, I need to tell you how beautiful this little heaven is. And they responded to me and they had a very strong African accent. And I said, oh, my gosh, are you from West Africa? And they're like, yes. How did you know that? And I said, well, I've been there 32 times and I have 6 children who are also from there. So we start talking. We get back in the car. My father-in-law looks at me. He says, Delilah, there's probably only 2 people from West Africa for 1,000 miles and you find them. But we just had this connection instantly over gardening and over my kids. So I went back. I've got a flock of chickens, and I took them 2 dozen eggs a couple of days later. And the mom came out, and I had my daughters in the car, and she says, oh, my gosh, who does their hair? I need someone to do my hair. And I said, I do their hair. She's like, no, you don't. I said, yeah, I do. She's like, that is impossible. Your fingers are white. Your fingers are white, was her comment. Like, yeah, they are, but they've been doing hair for a long time. So what's the name of your product? Because I'm going to get her some, too.
It is called Pattern Beauty, P-A-T. It's just pattern, like a pattern.
Okay.
P-A-T-T-E-R-N, Beauty. And patternbeauty.com is the website, and you should go check it out. The mission of my brand is both to meet the unmet needs of the curly, coily, and tight texture community, and also to create a paradigm shift and offer another space for us to see ourselves in our true beauty and power. And so it's a combination of both. The website reflects that. There's a glossary of terms that kind of redefines a lot of the terms that are used and shares them in a more celebratory way. Imagery that allows us to really embrace who we are in our authentic beauty, and products that support, hydrate, moisturize, create poppin' and juicy curls.
You do it all. You know, when Janie came to me and said I got to talk to you, she said, Delilah, here's the thing. This woman is smart enough. Like, she's brain surgeon smart. She's like rocket scientist smart. She's like wicked, wicked smart. She's business smart. And she's also incredibly talented. And we started laughing going, if we weren't in radio, what would we do? Because we're not that smart.
You could. But the world is filled with incredibly smart and extraordinary people. And many women and Black and brown people don't always get the space for their power and intelligence and contributions to be celebrated and looked at. And so
thank you so much for sharing your time with us, your love with us, your music with us on Love Someone with Delilah, Tracy.
Lovely to talk to you. I'm glad that you are safe out in the middle of nowhere.
When I'm no longer in the middle of nowhere and you're somewhere, I'd love to bring my girls to come and meet you. But until then,
I think it would be amazing. And I'm so excited for you to see the High Note. I can't wait to hear what you think. And I can't wait for you to hear all the music. And I hope that it makes you feel good and that you can have it create a little event with your family and get dressed up and watch.
Thank you, Tracy. God bless you. And I'll talk to you soon.